I'm Engla.
Hi everyone, I'm Gabriella. Welcome back to SwedishPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 7. Finding a bike to ride in Sweden. In this lesson, you'll learn more about how to express ownership.
Yes, and the conversation takes place at the Olsson family's home.
The conversation is between Kirsten and her daughter Anna, and they're using informal Swedish because they're family. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Mamma, kan jag låna din cykel?
Nej, jag ska cykla till jobbet.
Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?
Nej, den har punka. Kan du inte låna Jens cykel?
Nej, han blir så arg när jag lånar hans saker.
Har du frågat din mormor?
Nej.
Ring henne. Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Mamma, kan jag låna din cykel?
Nej, jag ska cykla till jobbet.
Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?
Nej, den har punka.
Kan du inte låna Jens cykel?
Nej, han blir så arg när jag lånar hans saker.
Har du frågat din mormor?
Nej.
Ring henne. Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Mamma, kan jag låna din cykel?
Mum, can I borrow your bike?
Nej, jag ska cykla till jobbet.
No, I'm going to bike to work.
Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?
Can I borrow dad's bike then?
Nej, den har punka. Kan du inte låna Jens cykel?
No, it has a flat tire. Can't you borrow Jens's bike?
Nej, han blir så arg när jag lånar hans saker.
No, he gets so angry when I borrow his things.
Har du frågat din mormor?
Have you asked your grandmother?
Nej.
No.
Ring henne. Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel.
Call her. I promise that you'll be able to borrow your grandmother's bike. Engla, is this a common way for Swedish children and young people to get to school?
I wouldn't say it's unusual. I guess it all depends on how close you live to your school. But according to Swedish regulations, all school children that attend the 9-year mandatory school should be offered free transportation.
Really? Is it free for everyone?
Well, not for all. There are some criteria that have to be met.
Such as?
The criteria has to do with the age of the child and the distance between the child's house and their school. This basically means that the older the child is, the longer the distance he or she is expected to walk to school. So if they live too close, they won't receive free transportation to and from school.
I see. And what kind of transportation is used?
When they're entitled to free transportation, that most often means that they'll be able to use public transport.
That sounds like a nice system. Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
att låna.
To borrow.
Att låna. Att låna.
Next.
Kan.
Kan.
Kan. Kan.
Next.
Cykel.
Bicycle.
Cykel. Cykel.
Next.
Jobb.
Job.
Jobb. Jobb.
Next.
Då.
Then, or in that case.
Då. Då.
Next.
Punka.
Flat tire.
Punka. Punka.
Next.
Arg.
Angry.
Arg. Arg.
Next.
Sak.
Thing.
Sak. Sak.
Next.
Mormor.
Grandmother.
Mormor. Mormor.
And last.
Att ringa.
To call, to ring.
Att ringa. Att ringa. Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll talk about is att låna,
meaning to borrow.
What's good to know about this verb is that we also use it to say to lend.
Really? You use the same verb for to borrow and to lend?
Yes.
How can you tell them apart then?
Well, when we mean to lend, we insert the adverb ut after att låna. So to lend would be att låna ut.
I see. Good to know. Now, what's next?
Next is the word punka, meaning flat tire.
But that word is actually an abbreviation of a much longer and more difficult word, right?
Yes. Punka is an abbreviation of punktering.
So is it okay to use the shorter and easier to pronounce version?
Of course. In fact, Swedes themselves probably use the version more.
Great. Let's move on to the final word.
The final word is mormor.
Meaning grandmother.
Yes, but this isn't just any grandmother.
What are you talking about?
Well, mormor means grandmother, but it's someone's mother's mother.
Ah, you mean that it's the grandmother on your mother's side?
Exactly. In fact, this becomes quite obvious when we look at how the word is constructed. Since mor means mother, mormor literally translates to mother's mother.
So what word do you use for your grandmother on your father's side?
Farmor, where far means father. So farmor literally translates to father's mother.
That makes sense. Okay, now onto the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to express ownership.
But this time we'll focus on how to form genitive nouns in Swedish.
And there are several examples of sentences from this lesson's dialogue where genitive nouns are used.
That's right.
For example, Anna said, "Can I borrow Dad's bike then?"
Which was, "Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?"
Let's get our listeners to practice that one.
Sure. Listeners, repeat after me. Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?
Kirsten also said, "I promise that you'll be able to borrow your grandmother's bike."
That's right. That was, "Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel." Listeners, please repeat after me. Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel.
Listening to these sentences, it sounds like you only add an S to the noun in Swedish to form genitives.
You're absolutely right. But you won't use an apostrophe like you would in English.
I see. Let's talk about how we can form simple sentences where we use genitive nouns to express ownership.
Okay, we'll use sentences like "Det är Annas cykel," meaning "it's Anna's bike."
Let's break that down to make it easier to understand.
First we have "det är," meaning "it is." Then we have the noun plus the genitive, "es," which is the person who is the owner. In the previous example, this was Annas. Finally, we have another noun that represents the object that's owned by someone.
In the previous sentence, this was bike, right?
Yes, it was cykel.
Okay, it doesn't sound that difficult, but let's practice it a bit so we really get the hang of it. How would you say it's Kirsten's bike?
We'll start with the "it is" part, which is "det är." This is then followed by the genitive of the name Kerstin.
Which we get by simply adding an S to the end, right?
Yes. So Kerstin become Kerstins.
Then we have the noun that represents the object that Kirsten actually owns, the bike.
Yes, cykeln.
So it's Kirsten's bike becomes...
Det är Kerstins cykel. Listeners, please repeat after me. Det är Kerstins cykel.
Okay, and how would you say it's grandmother's bike?
Well, the owner is grandmother, which is mormor in Swedish.
Then we have to add the genitive S at the end of grandmother.
Yes, Mormor becomes mormors. And the sentence, it's grandmother's bike, is det är mormors cykel. Listeners, please repeat after me. Det är mormors cykel.
Okay, what about it's grandfather's bike?
That will be det är farfars cykel.
Listeners, repeat after Engla, please.
Det är farfars cykel. Now we also need to talk about what to do when a name such as Jens or Hans or a noun such as hus already ends in an s.
Yes, I was wondering about that. So do we still add a genitive s to the end?
No, you don't.
So what do we do?
Nothing. The names remain as they are.
So how would you say it's Hans's book?
Det är Hans bok.
Okay, let's practice that one. Listeners, repeat after Engla.
Det är Hans bok.
Great. I think that's all for now. But remember to check out the lesson notes, where we have some examples of how to use personal pronouns such as his and hers in the sentence structure you just learned.
Listeners, looking for a cheat sheet to memorizing Swedish vocabulary? Have you checked out our video vocab series?
These themed video lessons combine visual cues with the voices of native speakers.
Just another effective method of learning and retaining thousands of vocabulary words.
Go to swedishpod101.com,
click on the video lesson tab,
and hit play.
It's that easy.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it yourself at swedishpod101.com. Great work, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hej då.
Mamma, kan jag låna din cykel?
Nej, jag ska cykla till jobbet.
Kan jag låna pappas cykel då?
Nej, den har punka. Kan du inte låna Jens cykel?
Nej, han blir så arg när jag lånar hans saker.
Har du frågat din mormor?
Nej.
Ring henne. Jag lovar att du får låna din mormors cykel.